Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 5th, Friday, 2019, day 186. Today's topic, Jesus says to you now, take courage. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 145 verses 1 to 7, 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 17. Acts chapter 23, verses 11 to 35. Proverbs 18, verses 14 to 15. Today's main passage. Acts 23, verses 11 to 19. The following night the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." The next morning, some Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this plot. They went to the chief priests and the elders and said, "We have taken a solemn oath not to eat anything until we have killed Paul. Now then, you and the Sanhedrin petition the commander to bring him before you on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about his case. We are ready to kill him before he gets here." But when the son of Paul's sister heard of this plot, he went into the barracks and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has something to tell him." So he took him to the commander. The centurion said, "Paul, the prisoner, sent for me and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you." The commander took the young man by the hand, drew him aside and asked, "What is it you want to tell me?" Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. When I finished reading today's four passages, I had a very strong emotional feeling that Jesus told me to tell you. Take courage. Paul was nearly torn apart by those angry people, and Jesus told Paul, "Take courage." What I receive is that to take courage is to have the courage to face severe crisis and the unknown future. Take courage. Look at today's psalm to proclaim God's greatness. His greatness no one can fathom. Take courage. Look at today's acts of how God led Paul one step at a time to get away from the ambush, the people trying to kill him. And let him to experience. Take courage. May you have God with you each day that you also can experience. Take courage. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to experience your daily presence that we can take courage in good days and in bad days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and calling have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to experience God's daily presence that we can take courage in good days and in bad days? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of taking courage to live each day in God's presence. May the Lord bless you.